Praise the Lord. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess Sr., and I have a word for today. I have another word for today. The Lord gave me two words early this morning. I just want to put both of them out there. I've already put one out on today. Be still and know that I am God. And I want to talk to you today from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10, 11, and 12. Today, I want to talk to you about unsolicited, unwarranted warfare. That's warfare without a cause. In the book of Ephesians 6 and 10, 11 and 12, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Here's what you need to do. You need to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Most of all, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Sometimes as you go through life, you're not looking for warfare, but warfare just seems to find us. I want all of the believers, I want all of the saints of God to know that there's a kind of warfare that you didn't start, you didn't invite, you didn't provoke, and you didn't earn, and you didn't deserve. But the warfare comes anyway. It's a kind of warfare that shows up, not because you did something wrong, but this kind of warfare, it comes because you did something right. It's a kind of warfare that's unprovoked, it's unjustified, it's actually unreasonable. Today, I want to talk about unsolicited, unwarranted warfare without a cause. This is the warfare that comes when you step into obedience. This is the kind of warfare that comes when you start walking in God's purpose. This is the kind of warfare when you are to begin healing. This kind of warfare when you break generational patterns, when you refuse to bow, when you carry truth, even when you threaten the devil without even saying a word. This is the warfare that shows up not because of your mistakes, but because of your momentum. I said this is the type of warfare that shows up not because of your mistakes, but because of your momentum. Unwarranted, unsolicited warfare without a cause is Satan's reaction when you see heaven is moving in your life. It's the conflict that comes without a natural cause, without a logical explanation, without a human reason, even without personal offense. It's the warfare that does not match your actions, but it does match your assignment. Jesus said, in St. John 15 and 25, they hated me without a cause. Jesus said in John 15 and 25, they hated me without a cause. You have to know that if they hated Jesus without a cause, this war against you is without a cause. Ephesians 6 and 12, I want to remind you again, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. What that means is that the attack is real, but the source is invisible. The attacker is invisible. What's happening? The attack is visible, but it's the attacker that is invisible. Well, there are several signs of unsolicited, unwarranted warfare without a cause. Actually, unsolicited, unwarranted warfare without a cause, it has fingerprints. It leaves evidence. It has a DNA. It actually carries a scent. Sudden pressure with no trigger, just pressure. You wake up heavy. You walk into a room and you feel resistance. Your spirit is unsettled, but nothing happened. All of a sudden, there are irrational accusations or irrational misunderstandings. It don't make sense. People hear what you didn't say. People assume what you didn't do. People react to what you didn't intend. These are distractions. They're designed in order to break the believer's focus when God is trying to help. And every time we pray, it seems like something interrupts our prayer. Every time you go to study, something pulls you away. Every time you obey, something tries to derail you. What is? Who is? What causes this something? The enemy is trying to distract your attention away from God. Distractions come because they come designed to break your godly focus. I said distractions come to distract your godly focus. Every time you pray, something interrupts. Every time you study, something tries to pull you away. Every time you try to obey, something tries to derail you. These are fingerprints. This is the DNA of unsolicited, unwarranted warfare. There's emotional turbulence. It doesn't match reality. Fear with no danger. Sadness with no loss. Anxiety with no cause. You have anger with no offense. But you have to put up that resistance, because resistance is what causes us to step out of what we have been in, to step into God's purpose, not my purpose, not your purpose, not our purpose collectively, but the purpose of God. That's our theme here in the month of April. And the moment that we say yes to God, Satan begins to break loose. This is not a coincidence. This is not our imagination. It's not weakness. This is unsolicited, unwarranted warfare without a cause. Why does this happen? Why does this warfare come? It comes because you have decided to be obedient and to be still and know that God is God. This comes because it threatens the realm of darkness. The Bible says men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Satan does not attack what it is not afraid of. Satan does not resist what it does not respect. Satan does not fight what it does not fear. Your obedience is your weapon. Obedience to who? Obedience to what? Where do I go to get this obedience? You go to God in prayer. Your obedience is your weapon. Your purity is a threat. Your salvation is trying to be disrupted, and your calling is part of the problem because you carry evidence of God's work. Isaiah 54:17. It tells us no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We've got to believe the word of God. We fight our own battles because we have not totally surrendered to the word of God. I'm going to read that again. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's the voice. That's the word. That's the promise of our God. Weapons only form when heaven is forming something in you. Let me say that again. Weapons only form when heaven is forming something in you because you're crossing a threshold. Every new level has a new devil. You've heard that before. Well, there it is. Every new level has a new devil. Every new assignment has a new resistance. Every new season has you under a new surveillance because you're breaking patterns that Satan wants to keep. You're the one in your family who prays, who discerns, who lives holy, who refuses to compromise, who walks in truth. Satan fights the breaker of cycles because you're becoming spiritually dangerous. It's why some of this is taking place. You're not dangerous because of your personality. You're actually dangerous because of your alignment and your assignment. I say you are dangerous to the enemy because of your alignment and your divine assignment. So you have to respond to unsolicited, unwarranted warfare without a cause. This unsolicited, unwarranted warfare, it requires a warranted response. You didn't want it, so you have to give a warranted response. What is the response to the believer? Stand still and know that I am God. Stand firm and know that I am God. Ephesians 6:13, I'm going to close out in just a few minutes. Having done all to stand, stand. All capital letters, stand. Standing is not being passive. Standing is warfare. Standing is resistance to the wiles of the enemy. Standing is victory in slow motion. You have to guard your mind because the battlefield is not your job. The battlefield is not your family. The battlefield is not your finances. And your battlefield is not the word of God. Your battle is you have to stand on the word of God. And that's why God tells us, be still and know that I am God.